Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Amen Science edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and not just any edit either. We're making a ragga cut stretch that feels alive, intentional, and ready to sit in a drum and bass arrangement without causing problems later at mastering. Now, when I say mastering-minded, I don't mean we're slapping a limiter on it and calling it done. I mean we're shaping the break from the start, so it already has controlled peaks, solid transient shape, clean low mids, and enough headroom to survive in a busy mix. That's the whole point. A good edit should already know how to behave before it ever hits the master chain. So let's get into the vibe first. An Amen Science edit works because the Amen break already gives you everything you need. Fast transient contrast, ghost note detail, and that rich mid-range movement that makes jungle and drum and bass feel human. The ragga cut stretch approach takes those pieces, stretches and reshapes them, and turns them into a call and response phrase. That's why these edits work so well in transition sections, drop prep moments, switch ups, and DJ-friendly bridges. They create identity. They make the listener feel something happening, even before the bass drops back in. We're aiming for a four-bar phrase that feels broken, rolling, and slightly ragged in the best way. Think 170 to 174 BPM energy, with chopped Amen slices, stretch tails, little dubby gaps, and a few pressure moments that feel almost vocal, even though they're coming from drum edits and FX. Start by setting up your project around 172 BPM. That's a strong middle ground for this kind of work. Create two audio tracks to begin with, one for the Amen break and one for FX or resampling. Load in a clean Amen sample with enough transient detail. If you already have a loop, great. If not, use a single Amen hit sequence and build your own one-bar loop. Now pay attention to warping. If the source is mostly straight drum audio, beat mode is usually the cleanest starting point. If there's a lot of tonal bleed or the sample feels more complex, then Complex Pro can help. Just remember, for drum editing, you want the transients to stay sharp. Don't overwarp it into mush. Keep clip gain conservative as well. You want control, not clipped spikes fighting you later. At this stage, decide what role the edit is playing in the track. If this is going into a dark roller intro, keep it more spacious. If it's for a harder switch up or a main drop transition, you can afford more chop density and more attitude. Next, slice the Amen into playable fragments. In Ableton Live 12, right-click the break and use Slice to New MIDI Track. That gives you a drum rack with the slices mapped across pads. Now audition the slices and find the useful ones. You're looking for the clean kick fragment, the snare hit, ghosted pickups, hat tails, rim noises, and any noisy little transient bits that add movement. Build a simple one-bar MIDI pattern first. Don't try to make it fancy right away. A strong edit usually starts with a clear anchor. For example, put a solid hit on beat 1, a ghost leading around beat 2, a snare emphasis on beat 3, and maybe a short fill or interruption on beat 4. Keep the notes tight and readable. The personality comes later from timing, processing, and contrast. Now we get into the real ragga cut stretch movement. This is where the edit starts to feel like someone is playing the break live rather than programming it on rails. Duplicate your best looped section or resample it onto a new track. Then use micro stretching and timing nudges on individual slices, rather than trying to stretch the entire break evenly. A few practical moves here go a long way. You can lengthen a snare tail just a bit so it smears into the next hit. You can shorten a kick pickup so it feels more urgent. You can push a ghost note a few milliseconds late to create that loose ragga swing. You can even reverse a small slice to create a dubstyle inhale before the downbeat. Those tiny details matter. In jungle-influenced music, a little asymmetry gives the groove personality. Perfect grid alignment can kill the feeling if you're not careful. Use warp markers to nudge timing instead of snapping everything perfectly to the grid. If a slice feels stiff, drag it a hair late. If it needs a touch more drive, push it slightly ahead. This is where the edit starts to feel scientific in the best sense. You're composing with transients, not just chopping randomly. Once the movement is there, shape the tone with stock Ableton devices. A really solid starting chain is drum bus, then EQ8, then saturator, with glue compressor optional if needed. Think of drum bus as your transient and density control. A little drive goes a long way. Keep boom low or off if the break already has enough weight. Use crunch lightly if you want extra texture. Then move into EQ8. If the break has rumble you don't need, gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz can clean it up. If the hats are biting too hard, tame the 6 to 9 kHz area. Nothing extreme. This is cleanup, not surgery with a chainsaw. After that, Saturator with soft clip-on can help round the edges. Even 1 to 4 dB of drive can add density without making the brake feel smashed. If you want a little glue, add glue compressor for just a dB or 2 of gain reduction, with a slower attack and medium release. The goal is to hold the fragments together, not flatten them. This part matters from a mastering perspective. If the brake is already spiky and harsh now, the limiter later will make it worse. If it's controlled now, you get more impact with less trouble downstream. Next, build the RAGA call and response logic. That's a big part of what makes these edits feel musical instead of random. One bar can be slice heavy and active. The next bar can breathe a little more. The third bar can repeat the motif with a small twist. The fourth bar can open up with a pause, a reverse slice, or a delayed hit. That back and forth is what keeps the listener engaged. You can reinforce that with automation. Try moving an auto filter cutoff on selected sections. Send one snare hit into a little reverb or a short delay throw. Nudge the pitch of a single slice up or down a semitone for a one-hit vocal-like flavor. These tiny moves create tension and release without cluttering the mix. A great arrangement trick is to let the break answer the bass. If your reese or some pattern is doing something heavy on bars 1 and 2, give the amen a sharper, more syncopated response on bar 3. Then strip something back on bar 4 so the next phrase can hit harder. That kind of dialogue between drums and bass keeps the track from becoming a wall of sound. Now let's build a resampled variation for extra weight. Duplicate your edited amen to a resampled track and print it. This gives you a second texture to work with. On that layer, you can add a little redux for grit. Maybe some very light corpus for metallic resonance, or a slow auto-filter movement to make it feel alive. Keep this layer quieter than the main break. Its job is to support, not dominate. If you're going darker and more neuro-influenced, you can process the resampled layer a bit harder, but tuck it lower in the mix. That gives you a fractured top layer without losing the groove of the main break. Now turn the loop into a real four-bar section. Bar 1 introduces the core motif. Bar 2 adds a ghost fill or reverse slice. Bar 3 brings in a small rise or extra rhythmic detail. Bar 4 removes one element and leaves room for the drop or next phrase. That's proper DNB arrangement thinking. The loop should function as a tool in the track, not just a cool sound by itself. Add 1 or 2 FX elements if needed. A reverb send on a snare can give you a dub echo feel. A short echo throw can punctuate a phrase. A subtle auto pan on hats can add motion. You can even resample a hit with a reverb tail to create a custom impact. Just keep it tasteful. The edit should still read clearly. Before you call it finished, do the mastering-minded cleanup. Put utility on the MN bus and check mono. If the groove falls apart, reduce stereo FX and keep the core hits centered. Make sure you've got enough headroom. Don't let the break chew up the master bus while you're still arranging. Watch the low end too. The break should not fight the sub. If it's getting woolly, cut some of the low mids, maybe somewhere in the 180 to 350 Hz range. If the top end is harsh, tame it before it becomes a problem. A good rule here is simple. The cleaner your edit behaves before mastering, the harder you can push the whole track later without losing punch. A few common mistakes come up a lot with this kind of work. One is over-quantizing every slice. Don't do that. Tiny timing imperfections are often what make the groove feel human and rooted in jungle phrasing. Another is putting too much low end in the break. Let the bass own the deepest foundation. Another is making the edit too busy. If every bar is packed with variation, the listener stops hearing the motif. You need anchors. You need contrast. And you definitely do not want to solve clipping by slamming a limiter too early. Here's a pro move if you want the edit to feel even heavier. Layer a tight ghost kick underneath the break. Keep it mono, and keep it low in the mix. Or use a short reverse slice before a key snare hit to create pressure. You can also saturate the mids rather than the sub, if you want grime and presence without muddying the low end. And if you really want the section to breathe, automate subtle filter movement across the whole drum bus right before the drop. If you want to push this further, make two personalities for the edit. One version can be tighter and more aggressive for the main drop. Another can be looser and more spacious for intros or DJ-friendly bridges. Swapping between those every 8 or 16 bars can make the arrangement feel much more alive. You can also get creative with micro-pitch movement. Shift a single snare slice up or down a semitone for one hit only. That can give you a weird vocalish RAGA flavor without adding any actual vocals. Or make a response bar that uses only tails, noise, and reversed fragments, then slam back into full hits. That contrast is nasty in a good way. For your own practice, try building 3 versions of the same edit. One dry version with minimal FX. One dub version with more space, delays and reverses, and one heavy version with saturation, parallel dirt, and a thicker resampled layer. Keep all three at the same volume and compare what each one does for the groove, the danger factor, and the room it leaves for bass and mastering. So to recap, build the edit around clear 4-bar phrasing, use slicing, warp nudging, and resampling to create the ragga cut stretch feel, shape the break with drum boss, EQ8, saturator, and maybe glue compressor. Keep the core groove centered and monosafe, and use contrast and call and response to make it feel like a real arrangement tool. The best Amen Science edits don't just sound exciting on their own. They sit in the track properly, leave space for the bass, and help the whole mix hit harder.